This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dante. So how are you this evening?
I am living well, darling. Talk to me. What's going on?
Well, good. Yesterday I missed part of your show, and I missed the part that I needed to hear the most. I have come on a couple of times for my friend who has gout, and you had a young man on the line, and he was telling something about a treatment for his gout condition, something about peppermint oil.
It's peppermint oil and cayenne pepper, the two together. You rub those on, and really, really good topical that you can put over the joint area. So if it's the big toe, or what area is it? Is it the wrist or the toe? Where are we talking
about?
Well,
she has her worst problem right now is an area. It's her toe, and she had her surgeon worked on it this morning. And he had to go in and scrape on the toe, and we're hoping he's going to be able to save that toe. She goes back in the morning for him to look at it again, I think. And there was something else about vinegar. Was the man taking vinegar with it, or did he mix the vinegar with the peppermint oil?
The apple cider vinegar is what you take with, typically you'll eat that with meals. The apple cider vinegar helps break down, what it does, it breaks down the excess proteins. When you don't break down your proteins very well, that's when it builds up the excess uric acid crystals, and that's what causes the gout. But the apple cider vinegar is really good. I mean, they usually, Bragg's makes a really good brand. You can find that at your health food store. But yeah, it's been used for it's old school remedy for joint aches and pains, arthritis, and even the gouty arthritis like you're talking about. Yeah, that's what takes place internally. There is also a remedy of taking peppermint oil mixed with cayenne pepper, rubbing it on the outside, almost like a balm over the area. And can go in, and remember, what you put on your skin absorbs 75% and can make a big difference within that. So just a couple of things to think about on that, because, yeah, I mean, gout's a big issue. It is. And there's a lot of ways to hit it naturally if you wanted to go that route. So those are a couple of pieces that you can help. Hope that helps from missing that info. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Our wellness provider network, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that can kind of take you to the next level. You can go online, getwellproviders.com, and check it out on the website. But great team of folks growing around the country to be able to coach you toward your health goals. And that's what it's all about. Hank, you're next with us.
Well, sir, basically, my wife has acid reflux. That's what it seems to be, and we've tried the pills. That doesn't seem to get rid of it. Tried Tums and things like that. That doesn't seem to help it. Looking for your suggestions.
Acid reflux is really, you've got to look at, see if the body actually has too much acid or not enough. And a little test to do that, here we go with the apple cider vinegar again. Apple cider vinegar is going to stimulate stomach acid. And so if somebody has acid reflux, the quick way to figure this out is if you take apple cider vinegar when you're having reflux and it gets worse, it means that you have too much acid in the digestive tract. If you take the apple cider vinegar and it gets better, then you didn't have enough stomach acid and you weren't breaking your food down effectively. And so that was probably one of the main issues with that. Okay. So that's a good little self-test at home. And many times, just when you're working with your doctor, it's tough to figure out if they have too much or not enough. And that's why they typically give the PPI meds that are pretty normal. And now you've got the omeprazoles, which are over-the-counter, that you can look into. But, again, you've got to figure out kind of what's the core, what's the root, what's the issue of what's causing it, and really back off the foods that are processed. That's a big one. The processed foods are really, really tough on the body more than anything. So you got to be really careful with that and kind of keep an eye on that and make sure that you're, you know, not getting too much of those. Cutting that out of the diet, most people can get a quite good response with avoiding acid reflux. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Our food for the day is papaya. And it's known to be a great digestive aid. Modern scientific investigations have shown properties of papaya. They've confirmed that many of the ancient beliefs in its virtues, but the most important is the discovery of the protein digesting enzyme in the milky juice that can make a big difference. And, of course, it can digest 200 times its own weight in protein. And its effect to assist the body's own enzymes in assimilating the maximum nutritional value can play a big role. So papaya is used a lot in what we call proteolytic enzymes. If you're looking for great ways to digest protein in your meals, it's a great, if you're eating papaya along with like a steak or chicken or fish, really helps digest the protein. So something to think about more so than a baked potato. It really can play a big role in adding those additional enzymes to help break those foods down. It's really good for intestinal disorders. The papaya is beneficial for the deficiency of gastric juice. So the excess of unhealthy mucus in the stomach or dyspepsia, role they play. You know, nutrition is number one, but obviously they have a lot of nutritional value as well. And so something you definitely want to keep in mind when you're choosing. And I'm just a big fan of looking at foods, what they can do for the body, and how they can play a big role. Samantha in New York writes in an email. She said, I've been struggling for a long time with yeast infections, and I've been looking for a good plan. My doctor wants to put me on Diflucan. What do you think? Well, Diflucan is a good drug. Nystatin as well. They can help with yeast infections, no doubt about it. But you've got to look at the root cause. You know, obviously, getting to kind of back to the basics of what's going on inside the body is the real key. And with yeast-related infections, you want to clean the diet up, cut out the processed foods, cut out the sugar, because sugar thrives and feeds the yeast, and look into some supplements out there, if your doctor's okay with it, of course. Black walnut, wormwood, oregano oil, those are all the keepers when it comes down to things like this. Okay, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Don't forget to check out the Wellness Provider Network there at GetWellProviders.com. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Find out more, connect with On-Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Make sure you send me an email. Also, our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers in your area, able to take you from where you are to where you need to be when it comes to nutrition and lifestyle-based care. You can check it out online, getwellproviders.com. Let's go now to Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
What can I do to build up my immune system? I'm in my 50s, and I seem to catch colds more frequently than I used to. They seem to hit me harder and are slower to clear up, and I'm thinking there's got to be something I can change to get my immune system going a little stronger.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do. The biggest one that we found over the years has been vitamin D. Vitamin D is just a big, big piece to this puzzle, and it just makes such a big difference. I mean, the vitamin D, getting your numbers checked by your physician, making sure the numbers are in the upper end of the range between about 70 and 90, not windling around at the bottom around 30, just is so important. And you want to make sure that you've got a good game plan going with that, because vitamin D is really that wonder nutrient that keeps the immune system strong, great for the hormones, and of course great for bone density and those sorts of things. But yeah, it plays a big, big role, and you don't want to just let it slide. You want to make sure that you got your vitamin D levels up. That's a key. Now, other pieces for the immune system, exercise is a big one that a lot of people don't like doing, but they say it raises your immune system. The studies I've read by like 300%. I mean, that's huge. And that's just exercising maybe 10, 15 minutes a day. So the power and the benefits of exercise toward the immune system is just astronomical. So in that, just understand that it's, you know, it takes time and consistency, but that's also a good piece. Now, your diet is key to making sure that you eat the right kind of nutrients, cutting down inflammatory foods, and there's a whole list of that in my book. But, you know, you want to make sure that you cut down the inflammatory foods, get rid of the processed foods. Dairy products, if you're going to go with them, either do raw dairy, or you want to do goat's milk dairy if you have to get the pasteurized kind. Now, coconut milk is also a really good piece. I'm making coconut milk-based yogurt. Just make sure it's unsweetened. Don't do the extra sugar. That's going to definitely not help with the immune system as well. But these are all important. I mean, vitamin C, all your basics. But those are some of the real keys to keeping that immune system up. You can look into other herbs and things like astragalus, and echinacea, golden seal, and all of that. But really your core is your basic eating habits, your exercise habits, and keeping your vitamin D levels up. I mean, at the end of the day, you do all that, you'll be amazed at how strong you are all the way through the year, cold and flu seasons and all that sort of thing. So interesting for sure. Immune system is powerful. We just got to take care of it. Artificial sweeteners have always been a big issue within the news, and especially in the alternative side of care. We've bashed and we've gone after the natural sweeteners. I'm a big fan of stevia, by the way, but the food additive maltodextrin, which is commonly used in the artificial sweeteners, they're saying now may worsen Crohn's disease, which is an inflammatory bowel disease, by encouraging the growth of E. coli bacteria in the small intestine. This is a new study that's out. However, researchers stress that the findings are preliminary and the tests were conducted in a lab, not in people, so it's too soon to advise. Maltodextrin is a white powder used in many processed foods as a thickener or a filler, and it includes artificial sweeteners like Splenda and Equal, along with cereal, canned fruits, and packaged desserts, instant pudding, sauces, and salad dressings. You see maltodextrin everywhere, by the way. So in the study, the researchers placed Equal and Splenda, and another sweetener, stevia, which is obviously a big fan of mine. I love stevia. In a dish along with E. coli bacteria taken from people with Crohn's disease. While E. coli is commonly found in the digestive tract of humans, it's usually found in the large intestine, explained senior study author Christine McDonald, who's assistant staff in pathobiology at the Cleveland Clinic. And she said prior research has found that people with Crohn's tend to have E. coli in their small intestine, which is not normally found. Through the precise role that E. coli plays in the Crohn's is unknown, it's thought that the bacteria may contribute to the inflammation that marks that condition. Now, the growth in the dish with the Equal, which contains aspartame, dextrose, and maltodextrin, and the Splenda, which contains sucralose, dextrose, and maltodextrin, the E. coli grew stickier, forming a thick biofilm, according to the researchers, and the same did not happen with stevia, which is made from the leaves of a South American plant and does not contain the maltodextrin. So the researchers repeated the experiments with the E. coli, the maltodextrin alone, and the same sticky biofilm forms. So in the lab, E. coli becomes stickier, and it sticks to the intestinal cells, says McDonald, who conducted the research with graduate student Courtney Nickerson. But we haven't tested this in people who have other risk factors for inflammatory bowel disease, and this may tip them over the edge. They said the study was funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Pretty cool. So, interesting to say the least. Our quote for the day comes from Jimmy Buffett, for all you Buffett fans. If we couldn't laugh, we all would go insane. How many times have you heard that? That is for sure. Rachel in Panama City, she writes in an email, she says, what's the best way to help with chicken pox as an adult? I'm 28, never had them. Now I do. You got to ride it out. Chicken pox virus, you simply have to ride it out. There's antivirals that you can take, but most doctors are going to tell you just to kind of suck it up and walk through it. And it'll run its course, just like it does when you're a kid. Not a lot of fun, that's for sure. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. If the body can get sick many times, it can get well. Don't you dare lose that hope. Hope is powerful. Hope can change. And hope is something that we've lost a lot in healthcare today. We've got to get it back. And in our lives, in the economy that we're living in. But it is powerful, and there's some keys to living healthier. We're going to talk about those when we come out of this break. And don't you go anywhere. Make sure you encourage someone about their health with something you learn on this show. That's what this whole thing is about. We'll be right back. Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Steven in California writes about a thyroid. He says, I've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and my doctor has me on levothyroxine. What do you think I should do? Well, you've got slow thyroid function, so at the end of the day, not knowing all the facts and knowing all your lifestyle, I can tell you there's a couple things you can do. One is if you're taking the levothyroxine, you want to make sure you keep doing what your doctor's telling you to do, because that's just smart and good common sense. Remember, medicine manages. You got to come up with a game plan for your lifestyle choices. And so what's it going to be? Thyroid, you got to look at a couple things. One, there's some genetic involvement, but at the same time, there's some other factors. You want to get some blood work done, probably to check out your pituitary gland, to make sure the anterior pituitary gland is functioning effectively. There's a HGH blood test that your doctor can run for that. Check out the numbers on that one. And there's some other issues that can be really helpful as well when you're looking at the body as a whole, okay, which is a real key. And you want to make sure that everything is where it needs to be. Then with the thyroid gland, there's a couple things. One, you got to make sure there's plenty of iodine in your diet. If there's not, you can do a simple little urinalysis test. They can check your iodine levels, or you can do a little self-test. There's a home test you can do where you take regular iodine, you put, or organic iodine, actually. It's a purplish color. Put a drop on your skin, it'll turn an orange color. If it disappears within 3 hours, it means that you're heavily deficient in iodine. Most people that deal with thyroid conditions, hypothyroidism, remember hypo means low, and when you deal with low thyroid function, it usually means you're low in iodine. All right, that's a big one. Tyrosine is an amino acid that's extremely helpful too, and that's a real big key. So that's the one thing I would definitely look at is the iodine. Because at the end of the day, when you're looking at thyroid function, you have to look at your lifestyle choices and what's kind of led up to this. And a lot of people think it just breaks down, it just is what it is, grandma had it, mom had it, so now I have it. And that can be the case to a degree. But you always want to make sure that your lifestyle choices matter. Because your diet can play a big role. I mean, you could be eating cruciferous vegetables, which are broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and those sorts of things. Then that can be negatively affecting your thyroid on a regular basis. And so it's about the foods that you're eating every single day that can make a huge, huge difference. Hope that helps. Let's go now to June. Hi, June.
I'm really concerned about my 84-year-old mother who has been losing weight quickly. And she's down to 83 pounds. She's 5'7". She's had every test known to man practically done. And the doctors can't find anything wrong with her. It occurred to me the other day that possibly it's some kind of a fungal thing going on. Would that cause you to lose weight? And if that's a possibility, what test do I ask the doctors to do on her?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is a possibility. Yes, it is. And she's been losing a lot of weight, can be parasitic. They can do a stool sample to find if there's parasites. They can easily check that. It's a very simple test they can run. That's one thing you might want to do. It could be yeast-related. It could be a lot of could-bes. Mostly in the digestive tract is where you want to look. And I guess they've already evaluated for any kind of inflammatory bowel disease or any type of malabsorption type issues. But that's where they want to look. It's all going to stem back from the digestive tract and figuring out exactly what's going on from that perspective. And that's the first and foremost area that you want to look at and get that checked into. Because when you start losing weight in a negative way, you always want to make sure that that's checked first. So the digestive tract is the key. That's where you want to look, okay? Keep me posted on how that goes. They're saying now that excessive gaming is a big issue, as you know, with our kids, teens especially, has been linked to depression and anxiety. So sitting in front of computers or television screens, playing video games appears to be bad for kids' brains as well as their bodies, according to research published Monday by the American Academy of Pediatrics, can lead to depression, anxiety, and poor grades. I know, kids, if you're listening to me, don't get frustrated. I like video games, too. I played them when I was a kid. Still play them now. To be addicted to gaming at the end of the study. In other words, the researchers noted it's not one of those unfortunate phases children go through. They're actually sticking with it, not really a phase. So something to be concerned about for all of us that have kids, especially if you're playing games on a regular basis. Big, big deal. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And don't forget our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers that believe in this lifestyle and nutrition-based talk care that we talk about. You can go online to getwellproviders.com and check it out. If you need some help with those folks, great network that's growing all around the country. Really exciting stuff to see, that's for sure. Frank, you're with us next. How can I help? Oh, we lost Frank. That's okay. Sleep apnea is linked to higher cancer death risk, they're saying. So sleep apnea has already been linked to a host of adverse health problems. And so that's kind of a big deal, such as high blood pressure, heart disease. Now new research suggests that in people who already have cancer, the sleep disorder may raise the risk of dying from cancer. So that's telling you that sleep apnea is something that we really have to look at. And, of course, the sleep studies are really important. But at the same time, you've got to look at being overweight. There's a lot of risk factors for sleep apnea and what can be done. And sleep apnea being a big issue, it's about sometimes they've said in some studies that I've seen, you always want to make sure with that. That you're looking at the way oxygen's going into the cell. If you get low oxygen, meaning there's low B12 levels or low iron levels, that can be a big risk factor leading up to sleep apnea. So that is extremely important to make sure you stay on top of that. But the people with the most severe sleep apnea, those who have 30 or more episodes of low or no oxygen, see, there it is, in an hour of sleep, it's not just about not breathing. It's about literally the oxygen that's in the cells being ready. So sleep apnea is the periodic pausing of breathing during sleep that results in a drop of oxygen levels in your blood. Causes snoring and sleepiness during the day, explained study author Dr. Javier. And they said, aside from being an annoyance to your spouse, family members, and even your neighbors, depending on how loud your snoring is, sleep apnea is a severe problem. And it is, because it causes and can really increase hypertension, strokes, heart disease, and overall cardiovascular disease. But they're saying now, in this study they did, that the new study, or rather, at the University of Barcelona in Spain, they said that the studies for the age relative to sex, body mass, smoking, and other factors might be the number one risk factor. Well, duh, no kidding. It really comes down to your lifestyle. And if you gained a bunch of weight and you're not getting good oxygen and you're nutrient deficient, having sleep apnea is not, I mean, hello, it's going to happen. And we make it seem like it's this phenomenon that we just can't figure it out, but it's not. It's simple. Lose the weight, find out what your blood panel says about your overall nutrition, make sure you're not nutrient deficient, and then mama's going to be happy that you're not snoring at night. Bottom line. Not real tough. Then we got Frank back with us. Frank, welcome to the show.
Friend who has Bell's palsy. It's a second time occurring for her, and she's just sort of at the end of her nose as far as knowing how to deal with it. The pain is excruciating at night for her, and I thought maybe you might have some.
Well, I mean, Bell's palsy is a big challenge. It is. But at the end of the day, Bell's palsy, here's the deal. It's a virus that's attacked the nerve, okay, the cranial nerve. And so with the facial nerve being attacked in Bell's palsy, you've just got to be, many times you have to ride it out and wait for the virus. It's the herpes virus that does it. And you have to wait for it to settle down. And it takes, that's why most doctors will tell you just kind of ride it out and wait. And so, yeah, it can be very painful, and it can be increase in disfiguring. You know, the spasm in the face can cause the drooping as well. Now, you can do antivirals that they can give you, but some doctors will go for it. Some doctors will just tell you to just kind of hang tight. And I'm more of the opinion myself of just kind of hanging tight. Now, one thing you can do, too, is get some work done by an osteopathic physician or a DO, chiropractic physician, too. They can work on the spinal structures within the base of the neck. Sometimes that can give some relief. Depends on if there's irritation within those levels that needs to be done. It all just depends. But that might be an avenue that you want to look at just to see if there's a possibility. But at the end of the day, you got to wait it out. And lysine is a natural antiviral. It's an amino acid. Might want to look into that. But at the end of the day, hanging tight, unfortunately, is the best way to go with Bell's palsy. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Give me a call, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation. conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Way solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Way set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, low testosterone issues, hormone issues. Altogether, depression, whatever it is. Let's talk about it. This is your show. And speaking of hormone issues, we've seen so much with men, the big low T, they're trying to brand that, and guys are getting low testosterone levels as they're checking them into their 40s and 50s, and it's causing a lot of issues with things like erectile dysfunction and brain fog, and your kind of your emotional, mental drive is going down. So getting guys back to their, you know, fighting weight, if you will, and just overall mental capacity has been helpful. There's a lot of ways to really get testosterone levels up naturally. And this goes for women, too. You know, low testosterone in women has become a real issue. Sex drive has gone down in women, and they don't really know how to get, you know, their sex drive back and really to be functional at that place. So it's kind of tough. But I can tell you some keys that are out there. One is to make sure your fat levels are up in your diet at least 25 to 30%. Low-fat diets are one of the biggest killers for your hormones. So you think you're going to cut the fat and lose the weight, but the reality is it's really going to raise havoc in your body. It's just not going to fare well. So you got to be really careful with that. The other one, you can use maca root. Things like tribulus have really good research behind them for raising testosterone levels, managing that, and just helping from more of a nutritional perspective. Protein diets that are moderate have been shown to be helpful, and also exercise programs are critical to keep testosterone levels at a good level. And it really does make a difference if you suffer from low testosterone levels. One of the big keys is high levels of stress. If you're under a lot of stress, emotional stress, relationship stress, whatever it might be, all of those are big indicators for testosterone levels being low and not being, you know, at a good level. And what happens is, for the most part, dopamine levels begin to drop. And when dopamine drops, that's when we start having a little bit of an issue, because dopamine is a brain chemical. It's called a neurotransmitter. And when dopamine levels decline, then our testosterone begins to drop as well. So it's about keeping everything balanced is really what it comes down to. And making sure that your nutrition is good, making sure that your dopamine levels are kept high. And there's certain foods that will do that, certain foods that will help, and nutritional supplements that can help keep dopamine levels where they need to be. One of the biggest ones is stay away from caffeine and coffee. That will cut your dopamine levels almost in half. So if you're struggling with that, you want to make sure you really, really stay away from the caffeine and the coffee, because what that can do is make a big difference in your overall health, especially when you're dealing with those kind of things. We're going to go to Ronnie now on the show. Ronnie, you're on the line. How can I help?
I get a dull headache, and I'm pretty fatigued. It's kind of like you can, it just comes on suddenly, all these symptoms together. The fatigue, with the fatigue, I don't want to move. If I sit down, I'm about done. I just want to take a nap. It comes with a pressure behind the eyes, and it kind of becomes hard to focus. Yeah, it definitely affects my, it makes me irritable, grouchy, my daughter says. My concentration goes. It's hard for me to recall nouns when this happens. And there's no real time that I know what's going to happen. It happens if I eat or don't eat, if I've slept well or not. And if I do take a nap, I feel a little better, but an hour later it can come back, and I just want to take another nap.
Well, a big piece of that is making sure the thyroid's okay. I know that they probably checked everything, but still, looking at the anterior pituitary gland is a real key for the thyroid. I mean, it is extremely important. So making sure that they check those levels, it's usually the primary, and thyroid ends up being secondary. So getting that checked is really important. I would also encourage you to have them look at not only your iron levels, but your ferritin levels. Iron, obviously, is the piece that will go in and it helps with oxygen into the cells. But the ferritin is the storage tank. So it's one thing to have enough iron, but if you're not storing it, then it's not doing anyone any good. So you might want to look at both of those, making sure that they're kind of where they need to be. You want to check those out. But they go hand in hand, and that's a big piece. Now, B12, a real good test for that is MMA, methylmalonic acid. That can be really helpful when you're looking at the B12 levels, making sure there's enough oxygen getting into the cell. And it could be both. It could be both. And a lot of fatigue issues are caused by that. Another one is a brain chemical called acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is a big piece for any kind of fatigue issue that's non-hormone related. And it comes from, obviously, your brain. And it's where it's the number one produced chemical in the brain that can make a big difference. So you want to take a look at that as well. They can do a blood test to check that out. There's nutritional options that can build that up as well. So, again, a lot of these pieces of the puzzle can really, really be helpful, especially when you're looking at fatigue. Because fatigue, low energy level is a big issue. And adrenal fatigue can be part of it as well, but there's some other factors that need to be looked at on that. Pomegranate juice health claims can be deceptive. A company's ads claiming that pomegranate juice can treat cancer, heart disease, or erectile dysfunction are found to be deceptive, U.S. regulators said Monday. POM, P-O-M, wonderful, violated federal law by making those deceptive claims and must stop making the claims immediately, said Judge Michael Chappelle. While the judge said there's inadequate evidence to support the company's claims of pomegranate juice as a superfood, he said the company would not have to submit to pre-approved marketing. The company said the FTC lawsuit tried to create new and stricter industry standards with their company than required for pharmaceuticals for the marketing of health benefits of safe food and natural food-based products. You know, that's getting, they're cranking down a lot more on that. By the way, pomegranate is an incredible food with tons of health benefits. But it's interesting to see how the marketing claims are getting cracked down on. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio, the show where it helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We'll be right back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's C-H-E-R-I-B-U-N-D-I.com. That's cherrybundy.com.